the Gospel Hour, making known to this nation the gospel of Jesus Christ. Stay tuned for today's message that was preached and recorded by the founder of the Gospel Hour, Evangelist Dr. Oliver B. Green.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Gospel Hour. I'm David Green, director of the Gospel Hour, inviting you to stay tuned with us for the next 30 minutes as we bring you another great song today and wind down this week's installment in our study of Bible prophecy, a very important study as preached and taught by my late father, Dr. Oliver B. Green. Now today, Dr. Green looks at the contrast between Christ and the Antichrist. So get ready for a great, great message today. But just before that, we're going to hear On Jordan's Stormy Banks I Stand. Enjoy the music, and after that, Dr. Green.
I am bound for the promised land. I am bound for the promised land. Oh, who will come and go with me? I am bound for the promised land. On Jordan's stormy banks I stand and cast a wishful eye to Canaan's fair and happy land, where my possessions lie. I am bound for the promised land. I am bound for the promised land. Oh, who will come and go with me? I am bound for the promised land. All o'er those wide extended plains shines one eternal day. There God the sun forever reigns and scatters night away. No chilling winds nor poisonous breath can reach that healthful shore. Sickness, sorrow, pain, and death are felt and feared no more. When shall I reach that happy place and be forever blessed? When shall I see my Father's face and in His bosom rest? I am bound for the promised land. I am bound for the promised land. Oh, who will come and go with me? I am bound for the promised land.
And now, here with our message, Oliver B. Green.
If you possibly can, get a pencil and a piece of paper, a writing pad or a tablet or a notebook, and I want to give you several scriptures after I pray. We're going to continue our messages on Bible prophecy. We're studying the Antichrist. We started this phase of the study yesterday, the Antichrist. Now, get a piece of paper and put on one side Christ. Put the name Christ. Then skip over on the other side of the page and put Antichrist or false Christ. I'm going to read some scriptures, quote some, and I'm going to give you some that I want you to read when we leave the radio. If I should read all of these scriptures, we would just read the entire broadcast and then we wouldn't finish. So after I pray, I'll begin giving you scriptures, and of course I'm going to read some and point out some things that you'll find most interesting. Lead us, our Heavenly Father, as we continue our study today, Bible prophecy, because we know the Bible is a book of prophecy. And we realize that Jesus is the spirit of prophecy. And as we study, I pray that we'll see a person, not a program, but a person, the Lord Jesus Christ. And may we realize that he is coming back to this earth again, and that he's going to receive his own and take them where he is. Direct us now as we study today, in Jesus' name, amen. I said on the broadcast yesterday, there is another personality coming to this earth besides the Lord Jesus. Now, Jesus is coming back to this earth, but of course, first he's coming in the air to receive his church. And then there is another personality, a person who will appear, and he will occupy the earth, and he'll reign for approximately 7 years. Then at the close of his reign, Jesus will return and stand on the Mount of Olives. Now, I read this scripture yesterday, but it'll bear repeating today. Jesus said in John 5:39 and following, he said, I came in my Father's name, and you received me not. You would not receive me. Another will come in his own name, and him you will receive. Now, the church will not be here. When I say, Brother Green, why talk to me about these things if I'm not going to be here? If you're a born again child of God, you won't be here. But you need to instruct others. You need to know these things. And all scripture is given by inspiration. God breathed and is profitable to us. Now, the Antichrist will be just the opposite of the Christ. He will be the opposing Christ. He will oppose Christ and everything that's righteous and godly. Now, I'm going to give you a list of scriptures that give to us contrast between the true Messiah and the false Messiah, the true Christ, the Antichrist, God in flesh, and the devil in flesh. Now, that's exactly what Antichrist will be. He'll be the devil incarnate. He'll be the devil in flesh. Now, put down these scriptures. John 6:38. We read that Christ declared that he came from above, from God the Father. You remember on many occasions, Jesus said, I proceed from the Father. The words I speak proceed from the Father. The things I do because the Father gave me these things to do. So, in John 6:38, Jesus Christ came from above. But in Revelation 11:7, in Revelation chapter 11, verse 7, we read clearly that the Antichrist, the false Messiah, will proceed from the pit, from the pit. Now, we read that Judas went out and hanged himself, and he went to his own place. Now, I'm not going into the discussion of this statement, but we do know that Jesus said that I've chosen you 12. One of you is devil. That's in John 6. Then in John 17, Jesus said, I have lost none except the son of perdition, that the scripture might be fulfilled. Now, Paul said the day of the Lord, that is, the day of fierce judgment, will not come except the son of perdition, the man of sin, the son of perdition, be revealed. Now, I am not saying today that Judas Iscariot will return to this earth as Judas Iscariot. No, no. I am not saying that Judas will come back and he'll be named Judas and he'll operate as Judas. No, but I'm saying the same identical spirit that was in the body of Judas Iscariot, the body that he hanged, the body that burst asunder, that same spirit will be in the body that contains the Antichrist. And when I make that statement, I want this understood. Jesus was very God. I mean God, but he was also flesh. Jesus was God in flesh. The Antichrist will be the devil in flesh. So Jesus came from above. John 6:38, the Antichrist will come from the pit. Revelation 11:7. Now, the Lord Jesus Christ, as I have already read, came from God the Father. John 5:43, Jesus said, I came from my Father. I came in my Father's name. You would not receive me. Another will come in his own name. You'll receive him. Now that's in John 5:43. You'll see there that Jesus came in the name of God the Father. The Antichrist will come in his own name, and he will announce that he is God Almighty, and I'll point that out later. Now, in the third place, Jesus came the Lamb, the humble Lamb. There is no more humble animal than a Lamb, and Jesus was the Lamb of God, so he came humble. That is, he was the most humble person that ever walked upon the face of this earth. But the Antichrist will be the most haughty, the most proud, because he is the God of haughtiness. He is the God of pride, the devil incarnate. Now, put down Philippians 2:8, Jesus humbled himself. And then put down 2 Thessalonians 2:4, the devil will sit in the temple of God and will announce to the world that he's God Almighty, and he will resist the God of heaven. All right, in the fourth place, Jesus was despised and rejected of men. Now, read the account in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. Jesus, of course, had 5,000 when he had loaves and fishes, but when there was a cross to be borne, one was compelled to carry his cross. When he was hanging on Mount Calvary, only a little group of women and John, the beloved disciple, stood by the cross. Jesus was despised and rejected men. But when the Antichrist comes, are you listening? And the stage is set. Now, he will not be revealed to the church. The Antichrist will not be revealed to the church. Don't you let anybody tell you that Antichrist will be revealed or unveiled to the church. He will not. He will be revealed, unveiled, after the church is raptured. But he will come riding upon a beautiful white horse. Without a doubt, I believe it as much as I believe my name is Oliver Green. He will appear on worldwide television via satellite, and the world will see him. That is, all who have access to television will see him, and he will win all who have not. That is the mark of God, the 144,000, and those who are in the jungles and other places who've never heard the gospel of grace. All who see him on TV will admire him and fall down and worship him as God. Now put on your sheet under Christ, because he was despised and rejected, Isaiah 53:1-3, Luke 23:18, and then the Antichrist will be admired and worshipped, Revelation 13:3-4, Revelation 13:3-4, and all who refuse to worship the Antichrist will be murdered. They refuse to worship, they'll have their heads cut off. Now, Jesus was exalted. Philippians 2:9, God has given him a name above every name, but only after he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. Now Jesus is exalted and he sits in the high seat of heaven. Philippians 2:9. The Antichrist, or the false Messiah, who will announce that he's God in his own name, he'll have no regard for the God of heaven, he will be cast down to hell, and Jesus will be the one to personally put him into the lake of fire. Revelation 19:20, and also Revelation 20:10, and then put down Isaiah 14:14-15. The Antichrist will be put into the lake of fire with the beast and the false prophet. Of course, Satan, the beast, and the false prophet make up the satanic trinity. In the sixth place, the Lord Jesus Christ, the Lamb of God, who came in the name of the Father, came to do the Father's will. Not his own will, but the will of the Father. John 6:38. Jesus always, without reservation, announced to all and sundry to whom he ministered, that he was not in the world to be ministered unto, but to minister, and to give his life a ransom. He was not in the world to do his own will, but to do the will of the Father that sent him, and to finish the work that the Father gave him to do. But in Daniel 11:36, the anti-Messiah, the Antichrist, the devil in flesh, will have no respect and no regard for the will of God the Father, but he will do his own will. He will announce that he is God. He will command all to receive a mark. He will make an image, and he'll make the image speak. He will do the will of his own selfish, ungodly desires. He will have no respect for the God of heaven. In the seventh place, the Lord Jesus Christ said, I have not come to be ministered unto, but to minister, to give my life a ransom. To Zacchaeus, he said, I have come to seek, Luke 19:10. I have come to seek and to save that which was lost. Now, Antichrist comes to destroy. In Revelation 6:1, he rides out on a beautiful white horse with a bow in his hand. And he makes peace, and there will be peace on earth for 3.5 years. Then the red horse will ride out, and this earth right here, I mean the United States and Russia and China and Africa and India, every square foot of this universe will receive a bloodbath such as this earth has never known when the Antichrist brings war and bloodshed only as the devil could. Jesus came to save, Luke 19:10. The anti-Messiah comes to destroy, Daniel 8:24. Now then, the Lord Jesus Christ was the good shepherd. The good shepherd. He said, I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd giveth his life for the sheep. And that's what Jesus came to do, and that's exactly what he did. But the anti-Messiah, the devil in flesh, is the idol or the evil shepherd. If you'll read Zechariah 11, verses 16 and 17, you'll find these words, and I want to read them. Isaiah 11:15. The Lord said unto me, take unto thee yet the instruments of the foolish shepherd, for lo, I will raise up a shepherd in the land, which shall not visit those that be cut off, neither shall seek the young one, nor heal that is broken, nor feed that standeth still, but he shall eat the flesh of the fat, and tear their claws in pieces. Woe to thee, idol shepherd! Woe to the idol shepherd that leaveth the flock. The sword shall be upon his arm and upon his right eye. His arm shall be clean dried up. His right eye shall be utterly darkened. The idol shepherd or the evil shepherd. Beloved, there are so many precious people. I mean, in churches today, liberal churches and modern churches, they know nothing of the coming of the false Messiah. They know nothing of the ministry of the false Messiah. They are in perfect ignorance, complete ignorance, concerning this powerful being that will appear immediately after the Antichrist and work miracles such as has never been wrought except by the Messiah, the Good Shepherd, the Lord Jesus Christ. John 10:4-15 tells us of the Good Shepherd. Zechariah 11:16-17 tells us of the evil or the idol shepherd. Now, Jesus said to his disciples in John 15:1, I am the true vine. I am the true vine. Ye are the branches. In Revelation 14:8, we read that the Antichrist is the vine of the earth. The vine of the earth. And the clusters, the grapes will be gathered, and they'll be cast into the winepress of the wrath of God. And the wrath of God will be poured out, and blood will run to the horses' bridles for the space of 200 miles. John 15:1, the true vine. Revelation 14:18, the vine of the earth. Jesus said to Thomas in John 14, I am the truth. John 14:6, Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, the life. I am the truth. In John 17:17, Jesus said, "Sanctify them through thy truth, thy word is truth." Now, in 2 Thessalonians 2:11, the anti-Messiah is the lie, just the opposite. Just the opposite. Jesus is truth. The devil is the lie. John 14:6, 2 Thessalonians 2:11. Now, Christ is the Holy One. Mark 1:24. The Antichrist, the anti-Messiah, is the unholy one, the lawless one. 2 Thessalonians 2:8. The Lord Jesus Christ was the man of sorrows, acquainted with grief. Isaiah 53:3. The anti-Messiah is the man of sin, not the man of sorrow. He knows no sorrow. He butchers. He murders. He has no compassion. The man of sin. Jesus, the man of sorrows. Isaiah 53:3. Man of sin. 2 Thessalonians 2:3. The Lord Jesus Christ was the Son of God. Luke 1:35. The anti-Messiah is the son of the devil. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2 and verse 3. Christ, the Son of God, very God in flesh. Christ, the Son of God, very God in flesh, was the mystery of godliness. 1 Timothy 3:16. 1 Timothy 3:16. Great is the mystery of godliness. God manifest in flesh. Then in 2 Thessalonians 2:7, we read of the false Messiah, the anti-Messiah, the Antichrist, the anti-God, the mystery of iniquity, Satan manifest in flesh. 2 Thessalonians 2:7. 2 Thessalonians 2:7. I trust you did get all of these scriptures, and I trust that you'll reread them and study them and compare them and contrast them. We have here contrast between Christ and Antichrist, Messiah and anti-Messiah, the good shepherd and the evil shepherd, the truth, the lie, life, the murderer, the mystery of godliness, the mystery of iniquity, the devil himself in flesh. Now, listen, dearly beloved, listen. The stage is set. Everything is set for the appearing of the Antichrist. But before the Antichrist appears, the Christ will come in the air, not to the earth, but in the air. And with the trumpet of God and the voice of God, the dead in Christ will be raised and the living saints will be changed, and together will be translated, will be caught up in the clouds to meet Jesus in the air. Now, if you're a born-again child of God, you have nothing to worry about. You have nothing to fear. You have nothing to dread, because you will not be here when the Antichrist comes. You will not be here when blood runs to the horses' bridles. You will not be here when he sits in the temple and announces that all must worship him or die. You won't be here. You'll be with Jesus at the marriage supper in the sky. But if you're listening to my voice right now, and you're not a child of God, you're not born again, you could very well be here. You could very well be right here upon this earth when the Antichrist rides out. And I know some of you say, well, I'll get saved. No, you won't. If you've heard the truth, if you listen to me today, if you reject the gospel of grace, if you reject the gospel of truth, you will not be saved after the rapture. You'll go through the tribulation period and you'll spend eternity in hell. Father, in the name of Jesus, help every person under conviction to call upon thy precious name, deepen conviction, and save every soul that's under conviction. We ask it in Jesus' name, and for his sake, honor and glory. Amen.
Friends, this is David Green joining you once again. I hope you received the blessing as you listened to the program today. I hope you receive a blessing every time you listen. Write me and tell me how you love the Gospel Hour. I love to hear from all of our dear friends out there. Well, before we close today, I do want to take the last few moments to tell you about our Gift Offer H, new this week. Gift Offer H contains four great items. Two of those are on CD. One is a soul-winning booklet, and the other is a very special item that soul winners out there will love to have and help and use. Now, all of this is available to you in return for your donation to the ministry in the amount of $30 or more. I urge you to send more if you can. We need your donations day in and day out. And if you would like to order several sets of this offer, you may certainly do so. Just tell me how many sets of Offer H you want, and please send a donation of at least $30 for each set that you order. And don't forget, you can mail it in, send us an email with the information on your credit card, or visit us on the web and make your donations right there on the web. We're here to help you any way that we can. Or call us, of course, and we're happy to take your order over the phone. Now, what is in Gift Offer H? Well, first of all, we have the Soul Winner Scripture Reference Guide, a one-page item, 4 by 6.5, that gives you scripture references for different kinds of problems you're talking to people about, if someone's convicted or if they're cynical, and so on. Then we have a 4-page tract, The Touch of the Master's Hand, a beautiful, beautiful poem that I know will be a great help to you as you witness. Then, Honor Thy Father and Mother, a CD sermon preached by my dad. We've got Father's Day and Mother's Day in mind for that. Finally, All Through Ephesians, heard on the Sunday broadcast very recently. It just ended, and we've got it available for all of our listeners now. So to get all of this, just ask for Offer H and send your gift of at least $30. Here's how to make your donation.
Friends, to order this week's gift offer or to contribute to this ministry, write to us at the Gospel Hour, Post Office Box 2024, that's 2024, Greenville, South Carolina, 29602. Or call us toll-free Monday through Friday between the hours of 8:30 a.m. and 4:30 p.m. Eastern Time at 1-800-745-0324. That's 1-800-745-0324. You may use your Visa, Discover, or MasterCard anytime you write or when you call. You can also place your order online 24 hours a day by visiting our website at www.thegospelhour.org. Here also you may order other materials available through this ministry. To receive an audio CD of today's message, be sure to give us today's date and enclose a gift of at least $5 to cover the cost of production and handling.
Friends, this is David Green again. On behalf of myself and the entire Gospel Hour family, I want to thank you for tuning in to the program today. I hope you received a blessing today and will tune in again each and every time you can. And so, until next time, may the Lord bless you and keep you in His will.